Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. You know, photos are all important when it comes to making the sale, but nearly every eBay seller feels that theirs could be better. Here now with some fast fixes for your photo fails is Tim Chapman. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Dot Customer Service. Tim, knowing how important it is to take good photos for your eBay listings, what kind of things do you use to help you achieve this?
Well, first of all, Griffin Lee, thank you very much for having me back on. Before I do my talk today, since not everyone's going to agree with all my tips, I need to preface where I'm coming from. First off, I'm full-time. This is what I do. I pay the mortgage, car payment, bills, food, everything, and I do it all by myself. And time is very often of the essence. I remember 14 years ago when I used to work for somebody else, and the time in the day would drag, but not so now. I run out of time all the time. There's never enough time in the day. And also where I live, we have to park our cars in the garage. So I set up and take down my photography thing, and then I set up and take down my shipping, all that stuff. And not to brag at this point, but I've been shooting professionally for over 25 years. I've done well over 100 weddings, sports photography, product photography, and I used to shoot medium and large format film. And also, I'm mainly an auction seller, with every item being different. So, saying all that, you know where I'm coming from.
Wow, yes.
And like I said, not everyone's going to agree with all of my tips. So, here we go. Tip number one, to tripod or not to tripod? There we have, now I have some problems right there. But first off, without any question whatsoever, using a tripod is the very best way to get the best image. No question about it. The problem is using a tripod can be quite slow. You know, and if, like I said, I'm doing it by myself, time is of the essence. And you can do things how you shoot the picture without using the tripod and still get a really good image. So, you know, when you have a slow shutter speed, your heart's beating, at least I hope it is, and if you hold the camera out there in front of you, it's beating and it's moving the camera. And about 90% of all of the pictures that people think, oh, my camera, it's out of focus, this darn camera, camera shake, no question about it. So, I mean, there's a few other things out there, but mostly it's all camera shake. So my first tip is to be aware of this. You need to be aware that camera shake is the biggest problem. And for me, instead of using a tripod, you can use your elbows on the table, you know, because that takes it away from your heart beating. And also you could use your hands to, you know, prop up the camera to make sure that you know that camera shake is a big problem when shooting photography. Also, inside, if you're shooting either macro, and it happens in telephoto too, but that's not for eBay, but in macro mode, it's even more pronounced that camera shake is a problem. Also, you're often going to run into kind of slow shutter speed. So you have to be very, very well aware of camera shake. And I do it, I shoot like this because of time. You know, I have a fancy tripod. I got a massive tripod that I use when I'm doing weddings and stuff, but I do not use it when I'm doing eBay stuff because it just takes too much time. So,
should you ever use a flash?
Do I ever use a flash? Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going to go next. Here we go. Let me finish this little part. Point here, and then we're good. When we're doing eBay stuff, we kind of need to give ourselves a time. Our time is valuable, and doing eBay for me, and also with Janelle Elms, and pretty much everybody agrees, around $50 to $60 an hour is what you should value your time at. So if you spend 10 minutes on a picture, you've just added about $10 to the cost of the item. If the item only sells for $25, you start and you paid $10 for it, you're starting to go backwards. So you want to know your numbers, make sure you put that number in there. And eBay fees, all that kind of stuff as well. So, and also, as an auction seller, okay, I know that most people out there are not auction sellers anymore. They're doing buy it nows and fixed price, that type of thing, which I have several. But as an auction seller, if your title is good and you have a really good item, eBay will do its job. I want to repeat that. eBay will do its job. I've seen auctions that are terrible. The listing is awful. The pictures are terrible. But it's a fantastic item, and guess what? It sells high because the item is good. The people that are buying it, they realize that the guy doesn't know much what he's doing, but he's got a really good item. So in the auction area, it'll still end up very high. But better pictures, better listing, of course, all those things are better. But as an auction item, it's not quite as important. So the lesson here is to do the best you can in your images without taking too much time. And please don't take this the wrong way, people, but don't sell junk. Don't try to sell junk. People have thousands of items up, and they're not selling. Why aren't these selling?
Because no one wants them.
Or it's too high priced, one or the other.
Man, no one wants them.
Yeah, nobody wants it. So I know, Griff, you never say it. I just said it for you. Please don't sell junk. If it doesn't sell, get rid of it and learn from your mistake. Don't buy it again, and buy stuff that people want. There you go. So that's tip number one. You ready for tip number two?
We're ready.
Yes.
We're ready.
Sorry, you guys aren't talking. Tip number two, to flash or not to flash? Okay, no pun intended there. But believe it or not, okay, there is a time to use flash on your camera for eBay images. Okay, first I'm going to give you a tip for people photography, and it comes back to eBay. The tip for creating images of people in the daytime, almost always force the flash during the daytime. And what it does, it fills in the shadows, mostly around the person's eyes, which if you look at it, it's just a big black hole. If you look at it as a photographer, if you look at it as a person, oh, it's just sunny out that day, but it has big black eye sockets. Without the flash, you get that big shadow in there. And the fill flash gives a little catch light in the eye as well. Okay, for eBay, it does the same thing for clothing that is wrinkled. Okay, I sell clothes. Clothes are great. They don't break. Hawaiian shirts, all that stuff, Ray and Spooners, I do that. But guess what? They're almost always wrinkled, and I don't have time to iron the clothes. I bought it for $5. I'm going to sell it for $20-something. If I put that much time into it, I'm going backwards. So I don't have that much time. So I lay it out either on my table if it's small enough. I spread as best I can. And as long as the fabric isn't shiny, use your flash. Now, this isn't always. I do it both ways. I do it without flash and with flash, but the flash is going to fill up all the wrinkles, so it doesn't look wrinkled anymore. Maybe a tiny bit, but it's much, much better. Your pictures are free. Take the pictures with and without. Pick the best one, and then go from there. I know, Griff, that you say it's, as a photographer, because I know that you know photography as well, and you've got to agree with me a little bit on this one.
Do you agree with him a little bit?
Oh, no, I'm in trouble. So I found always.
No, it's not that you're in trouble. I found over time that it's much easier to get a good photograph if I just tell, since most sellers are not professional photographers and don't have a lot of experience, is to not rely on a camera flash.
Yes.
Because the chances are it's going to look worse than it would if it was just ambient light.
Yeah, on most items, yes. Clothing that's wrinkled, that's not shiny clothing, that is going to be the one exception. And even, I mean, you have a setup, and if you're, like you say, a professional photographer, you got two lights, you're shooting on your shirt or whatever, you light it like a person, you're in great shape. But most people don't have that. And just try the flash when you're shooting wrinkled clothing. It saves you a massive amount of time.
Okay.
So we'll go on.
We'll give it a try. What's the next tip?
Tip number three, doing your own background check. Okay. Here we go. I love learning about selling new things. Okay. It's like giving yourself a raise. And I have probably, 15 or so sellers that I go look at on a weekly basis, see what they're selling. I want to try to learn more. And I remember years and years ago, I was searching for something, and I was scanning through a bunch of items. And, you know, in list format on eBay, when you scan, you're just looking at the pictures. You don't even see the title. You're just looking at the pictures on the left-hand side. And I found myself catching and being drawn to the images that had a red background. And this is way before this big controversy about red background happened. And at that time, I'd go to the swap meet, and I'd go to the material people, and I bought red background, And I buy a red background, and I just set it up on a table, and I make it so it kind of slants up. You know, there's no creases in there. And it's not shiny, so it absorbs the light. And the red, I use red background, and it works for me. And so that's where that's at.
What's your next tip?
Okay, next tip. Tip number four, shooting in your favor. Okay, now this one here, I need to be really careful. Wide-angle lenses, which all of our point-and-shoot cameras, they start at a wide-angle lens. Of course, you can zoom it. But a wide-angle lens has distortion, and it tends to make things look closer. Things that are closer to the lens look larger than they are when they're farther away from the lens. Okay, and I'm certainly not trying to tell you to manipulate the image to do something that it's not. But you need to be aware of this thing in photography. Our eyes take up for it. But as a photographer, you look at it, the things that are closer are obviously larger than the things that are away. For example, I sell a lot of knives, kitchen knives and hunting knives and all that kind of thing. When I take my first picture, I take it at an angle so it'll fit the best way in the image, and I put the blade pointing closer to the camera. And what this does, it kind of gives you an advantage because it makes the blade look bigger. Okay, I'm not trying to manipulate anything, but that's just the way the camera is and the way the wide-angle lens works.
You know what? We want to thank you for those tips today. Tim, you got to come back soon.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks.
Tim Chapman is Mr. Customer Service on eBay. This segment was brought to you by Adisha. Up next, your calls, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-bit software, and now there's 6-bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.